ओम शांति. गुड मॉर्निंग. टुडे 23rd फरवरी 2019. टुडेज मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी कोऑपरेटिव विथ एवरीवन बाय मेकिंग योर स्टेज एंड द एटमॉस्फियर एलिवेटेड विथ योर एलिवेटेड अवेयरनेस. मे यू बी कोऑपरेटिव विथ एवरीवन बाय मेकिंग योर स्टेज एंड द एटमॉस्फियर elevated with your elevated awareness. Explanation: yoga means to stay in an elevated awareness. I, an elevated soul, I am a child of elevated father. When you have this awareness, your stage becomes elevated. An elevated atmosphere is created automatically from an elevated stage, and that attracts many souls. Wherever you souls do anything while staying in yoga, the atmosphere and environment also give cooperation to others. Such cooperative souls are loved by the father and the world. So Baba has said, yoga means to stay in an elevated awareness. I, an elevated soul, I am a child of an elevated father. So when you have this awareness, your stage becomes elevated. An elevated atmosphere is created automatically from an elevated stage. So initially, when our yagya was started, Baba conducted 14 years of tapasya. So those 14 years, Baba gave the same lesson to be in soul consciousness. Like now what we are doing, different efforts, but that time it was not that, only one effort to stay in soul consciousness, to stay in the one swaman and to stay in the one elevated stage. Same thought for everyone. So cause of that 14 years of effort, till now this atmosphere is attracting the souls from all over the world. So this is the very best example. So this is the very practical example also, because initially only Baba has showed this, how does an elevated stage, awareness of an elevated stage does. Cause of that, we are here now. So how to bring up this elevated stage or this awareness, to bring our awareness to such an elevated stage? How we can stay in the awareness of an elevated stage? Yes, Baba has said, always remember, I, an elevated soul, I am a child of elevated father. Yes, elevated family. We should keep looking into the everything with a good wishes. Shubh bhavana, shubh kamna. Keep thinking everything is elevated. Instead of seeing the negative side, better to see the positive side. And with this, automatically the atmosphere also comes to an elevated stage and it attracts many souls. Then Baba has said, when you souls do anything while staying in yoga, the atmosphere and environment also give cooperation to others. First of all, we should know, of course, when we are in elevated stage, the first thing is the atmosphere or the environment or the nature is our immediate, next to is our body. So when we are in the elevated stage, first reaction we get from our body. So this is the immediate next nature or the environment or the atmosphere. So from this we are coming to the next, and from the next person, next soul. So how to get cooperation from nearby souls? Cooperation means what actually? Cooperation means support. Cooperation is like if a group of souls, or like we and nature is also a group, because we are combined, we have the relationship with that. So cooperation means everybody have the same belief and everybody feels a comfort zone. We feel very comfort with them, so that we can express our negative side also, and we won't bother about the negative consequences. Like now we all are here, if we are cooperating for some task, so if there is a good cooperation among us, if there is a good cooperation in a team or in a group, means each and every souls in the group will feel very comfortable. They will feel very easy or very open to express their ideas. They won't bother about the consequences. Because some people may object, reject, but still we won't feel bad. Because we feel that one safety zone. In English they say psychological safety. Psychological safety is the basic concept for cooperation of any group. So cooperation is that everyone has the we have good understanding to each other, we contribute our thoughts, and we respect each and everyone's emotion in the group. We accept and also we respect others' ideas. So everybody, when all the people in a group or everybody, those who are cooperating, if they have this tendency, then they appreciate it as a good cooperation. If one among them is having the conflict thought regarding the others also, that is not considered as a cooperation. The company Google, they does research in 2012, because many software companies we have noticed, they appreciate this teamwork, team management, teamwork, they have that. So the Google company, why that company is the number one in the world? Means in Google they have done a project called Project Aristotle in 2012, and final result they disclosed in 2017. So they want to study how we can achieve success by a very good team management or a team. What do we do or what we should have in a for a cooperation in a team. So they have done so much of interviews, they have done so much of studies about different teams in all over the world, because Google is such a big company, they have so many projects in all over the world. So in that, finally the company or manager, he has said that finally we come to the conclusion that they all require a psychological safety, because that is the basic for cooperation, as I said. And he also concluded that everyone should have that bold or guts to contribute their ideas without any hesitance, and they are respecting everyone's emotions. So with this project, and they are working on that, they just thought that putting skilled person as a team will get the success, but that was not happening, because all skilled person, they have their own ego and they want their skill to be appreciated or recognized always. But when they did that, they didn't achieve. So finally they came to a conclusion, they were doing the research what actually requires, and they have taken some team for outing also. The company CEO, like when he started disclosing his own negative side or some secrets, then the team members, they came out of their inner that boundary, they came out and they also started exploring the things, and they started sharing and they started getting the solutions for their personal problems. Though it is a company, it's outside, but still we won't discuss our personals with anyone in workplace or apart from our near ones. We won't disclose our personals to the others. But there he found the idea how to bring the cooperation or how to build up this psychological safety among the people. And one more person, Steve Jobs, we all know about him. He is no more, but he is the co-founder of Apple company, and he is the founder of this iPad, iPhone, everything. He is the MacBook, everything he only did. He also, in 1986, he was pushed out of the company, Apple. Then again, he joined back. By that time, he bought a company, Pixar. We all know that, this cartoon movie, the Wall-E, so many success movies that company has done. So that company's founder is Steve Jobs. So when he came out, he bought a area, abandoned area. From there, three buildings was there. So he wanted to start a new company, computer company. So there, different responsible persons or responsibilities, like managers on one building, other people on another building. So cafeteria in a different building was there. So, but he wanted to change that because of this people had different thinking. They were not mingling or they had their own this thing. So he wanted to break that. So what he did, he changed the place. He want a center empty space. All people should work around and the center place will be empty so that people can come and mingle, talk to each other, they can spend time relaxedly. So on this basis only, so what he did in that space, he created this cafe bar, cafeterias, meeting rooms, everything in the center of that place so that people, for everything, they have to come and they have to meet each other, no other go. So they can't stay alone. They have to come and talk to the people. So that is how he started creating the cooperation in that. So on that basis only, now in all the software companies, they have this pattern. Anywhere, any software companies, if you go, the places will be like that. Everybody can meet that. Some sit-out areas will be there. Cafeteria also will be in the open space so that people will explore themselves and they relax and they will start cooperating. They will start building this trust, understanding the others. They will start accept and respect the others' emotion. To build up that, they have done externally. So what all these people have done is externally. When the worldly people are doing such things, what we can do? We are going from inside out. Inside out. When we have the thought from inside, like when we start listening to others, because Baba has said when we have the elevated stage, we are in the originality. Our originality is what? Soul conscious. That is what in soul conscious said, what originality? Being peaceful, being lovable, being very pure. So the byproducts of this originality are the all virtues. So when we are situated in that originality, automatically all these virtues, they start exploring. So when we start understanding the others, like we can understand the others people's emotion, we will start accepting them, we will start respecting them, we will compassionately will listen to them, because people want that. If we want other persons to cooperate with that, first we have to give a compassionate listening to them, cooperative listening to them, then only we will get the response. So inside we are in the elevated stage and outside we are expressing in this way, then we get the cooperation. So same like that, the immediate next nature, as I said, is our body. So when we are that, of course, this body also reacts. The same way the atmosphere around us also changes. That is why whenever in centers or in big centers, before starting any task or any seva, they do yoga. Because to send the vibration of this, to make the atmosphere or environment in that area to an elevated stage, so that whoever soul they are coming into that atmosphere, automatically they get attracted. Because the soul wants, they are in the thirst of that originality. Every soul wants that truth. That is why the whole world, all the souls are in the search. So when they find such an environment or atmosphere, automatically their thirst is quenched and they get attracted. So this is how Baba also is saying, whenever you souls do anything while staying in yoga, the atmosphere and environment also give cooperation to others. To others, the other souls who are they are coming, it helps others to get attracted and they come into this. Then automatically we will start cooperating, not only the atmosphere and environment, even the souls. So as I said, one more factor, the psychological factor, what we should do, psychological safety. So what we should do? How we can build up that? Because if we want a cooperation from a particular soul or a nature or anything, we want them to feel the safety in that relationship. Then only the people, they explore themselves and they will start coming forward to cooperate without asking directly. So what else we can do for that? To develop a psychological safety. We should love each other. Of course, we are loving everyone, but with that, they won't come out. They want that inside, inbuilt, that safety feeling they want. First thing is, whatever conflict or whatever conversation we are approaching, we are facing, we should deal it with a collaborative way. Matlab, like means, like it's like a conversation, contributing each other, not in an advising manner. Some people does that. Like what that itself shows that some dominant nature. They will start either giving advice or they will start giving suggestion. Because advice means now people are telling advice means it shows like a dominant nature. So they are using the word suggestion. In the term, you by using the term suggestion, they will be giving advice. So this, we by this technique, we can't get the respond from the others. We can't develop a psychological safety, because that is the inner core value, that is the main base to create, to build up a cooperation or to get from anybody. So always, instead of doing that, be like in a give and take. The equality should be there, equanimity should be there, respecting them also in our level. So that we have, our conversation should be in such a way that they should feel safe, so that they can tell us their anything personals or anything. By that, then they will be open. Then automatically they will start cooperating with us for any task or anything. So this is one thing. Another thing is like person to person. Like at times in some studies they are telling cooperation is, or this psychological safety is misunderstood with trust or mindfulness. Because trust means it comes with person to person, single person. But when it comes to psychological safety means it's a group term. In a group, now we all are here, how much we are feeling safe to each other, to share our personals or to share our personal ideas or any suggestions or anything, any thought. We don't feel that. At times you are sitting on the other side, you will be getting some point, but we won't speak out because we won't feel that safe. Because at times we feel that if I say this, I may get a judgmental reply. Because a cooperation or a group needs a non-judgmental people. Then we feel that safe. If even if my point is wrong also, it's okay. Because they also respect our point, I also respect them. So this thing will be there. So we, when we converse, the second thing is whatever may be, talk to the person to person. You want an idea from a particular person, instead of approaching them, don't go to the next. Like some will tell indirectly. In Seva also, I have seen, if some work has to be done, means you have to be open. Talk to them directly. If you want something to be done from anything, means go in a soft manner and we have to talk to them directly. But most of the higher peoples, what they do, indirectly they say they will understand, but that doesn't happen. With that we won't get cooperation. Anything, if we want the task or seva to be successful, go and talk person to person. That is what they also like. They will also will feel that yes, I am acknowledged and I can express my ideas and I can extend my hands. So this is another one is, we have to anticipate the reactions and we should be able to counterface that. Because in a team or anything, we should anticipate the emotions. For example, now the nature is anticipated with our vibrations. Because and we should be ready to face that. Because Baba has said, as the time ends, the nature will show its nature. At the end, the nature of calamities, everything will happen. Because we are anticipating that. Because to establish a new world, we want to destroy this old world. So we are anticipating the nature now. So as a result, of course, we should be planned and we should be ready to counterface that reaction. The same way in a small group also. I have told in a gross way with the nature. In the same way, if we are working with some 2-3 people, if we want some any reaction, or like if you want to understand what's running behind their mind, so we will anticipate something. Some people anticipate means provoking, stimulating them, triggering them. so that they will react and they will come out with the ideas. And after that, we should know how to counterface them and how to calm down or how to handle them. If we are that, we can use this technique and we can get the cooperation also. Then we can make them understand why it is. So this is one thing. And another thing is, instead of blaming anyone in the group, develop the curiosity. It's just a simple technique. Instead of directly telling, why have you done this task like this? Why have you, this seva should not be done in this way? Instead of telling that, just stimulate a curiosity. Like, in what way if we would have done, this would have been successful. So they also will start thinking. This creates a curiosity to give a cooperation. So this is how we should stimulate them to develop a curiosity. Instead of blaming, if anyone does wrong, it's okay. Instead of blaming them directly and instead of suggesting them or advising them, just stimulate a curiosity by asking question, in what other way if we have done, this could be successful or this could be still more good. So like this, we have to replace this blaming with curiosity. This is one thing to develop a psychological safety or getting a cooperation. Another one is ask for any feedback. Any feedback, whatever you are telling them or anything, if you want get anything to be done with anyone, ask for the feedback directly. So is like after this class, I can ask, how was my class? Because to improve myself or to improve ourselves, everybody is thinking or churning, we can ask for the feedback. In what other way I can improve myself? How was it? How was my pronunciation or class or my thinking, and in what other way I could be done? So like this, to asking openly the feedback. So they will think, acha, I can also give a feedback. So next time they will come to us to asking for the feedback. So there starts the give and take. There starts that psychological safety zone. So that they will feel comfort to share any ideas, and we will feel easy. That easy nature, easiness should be there. That easy nature will develop. This is one technique. And next one is, we should be able to measure the safety. How safe, how much safe we are feeling with the others. Like whatever the personals we should be able to, we can make out easily how much they are open to us and how much we are open to them. When we are disclosing and when we are open to them, that much they will be. If we are having any inside some point, or we are hesitating, or if we are not opening up, the same thing, the same response we will get from the others. So this is how we should measure also. We should know to measure, then only we can read people's thinking, then only we can start cooperating each other. So this is very practical between the souls. This is another way. And here, but today's blessing, Baba has said to get the cooperation from atmosphere and environment, and with those to cooperate with others. And such cooperative souls are loved by Father and the world. So this is today's blessing. May you be cooperative with everyone by making your stage and the atmosphere elevated with your elevated awareness. Om Shanti.